Okay. I want you just to start by laying down somewhere nice and comfortable. Being ready to have a nice, deep, relaxing sleep. Turn off all the things that are going to disturb you. Just take this time to relax. Not worry about anything else. This is your time now. I want you to start by having a nice deep breath in through your nose for the count of three. And breathing out for the count of five. I want you to do this nice and deep in for three. Breathing in all of those nice thoughts. That feeling of relaxation, calmness. And breathing out all of those feelings of worry, stress, feelings of frustration, anger, of hurt. Don't need them and you don't want them. And as you inhale deeply, for the count of three, feel your belly rising. And as you exhale, your stomach begins to sink all the way down, making sure all of that air is nice and clear. Let's do this five times. Get yourself into a nice, relaxed state of mind. Now I just want you to close your eyes. Just listen quietly to the sound of my voice, and of course you'll be aware of all of the other sounds too. Sounds inside the building and sounds from outside. These won't disturb you. In fact, they're going to help you to relax. The only sound you need to think about is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, you just simply allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Just allow yourself to be as lazy as you could ever want to be. Now, I want you to think about the top of your head. Many people don't realise that tension often starts in the little muscles of the scalp. So I want you to think about those little muscles in the skin of your scalp and just allow them to let go and relax. Now all the muscles you face, just let them go slack. Your forehead, your eyes and your eyelids, cheeks, mouth and jaw muscles. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax. You can actually feel the skin settling and smoothing out. Now it might mean that your mouth opens slightly, but whatever's best for you, just let it happen. And clenching your teeth and relaxing your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Just think about your neck and your shoulder muscles now. Into the tops of the arms, letting all the tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows. Into your forearms, down through your wrists and into your hands. Right the way down to the very tips of your fingers and the tips of your thumbs. Just letting all of those muscles let go and relax. And again, think about your breathing. Noticing you're breathing even more steadily, even more slowly as you relax more and more. So you can simply let any tension in the chest area drain away as you think on down to your stomach muscles. Letting all of those muscles relax too. Think down into your back now, the long muscles either side of the spine. Just let those muscles relax. Your waist and your main thigh muscles as you sink on down through your knees, for your shins and calves, just allowing all those areas to let go. So you think on down through your ankles, your feet to the very tips of your toes. All of the muscles of your body are beautifully relaxed and easy. Very, very lazy. Now you're so beautifully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody needing anything. I just want you to imagine as vividly as you can. You're a beautiful beach. Might have been a place that you've been to before, or somewhere that you've always dreamt of going. I want to imagine that the sun is shining, the temperature's just as you like it, absolutely perfect. Now you can see the beach from the distance. First, you must go down steps. 10 long, beautiful steps to get down to this perfect beach. Take a nice deep breath in and smell that sea air. And know as soon as you get there, you're going to feel so relaxed, so calm. So let's start taking the first step down. 10. Take the first step down now. Plenty of time. No need to hurry. 9. You're feeling more and more relaxed. You're moving down easily. 8. Another step down now into relaxed calmness. 7. Just imagine how it feels as your hand glides down that stair. 6. Going deeper now and deeper. 5. Feeling more and more relaxed. 4. Deeper still now and still deeper. 3. Your breathing is becoming slower now and steadier as you smell that salty sea air. 2. A wonderful calmness is just sweeping over you. 1. Almost all the way down now. 1 more step to go. To 0. Now you find yourself the most perfect beach you've ever been on. Your toes scrunch into the sand. It's beautiful and soft and warm to touch. Take nice steps towards the edge of the reef. The waves going back and forth, back and forth. Paddle into the sea, feeling the coolness of the water at first, getting nice and used to it. And as you look out to the sea, take another deep breath. You notice a beautiful sailing boat bobbing up and down in the water. Decide to sit on the edge of the beach and watch that sailing boat just for a few minutes, bobbling about, up and down. Then you lay back in the sand, feeling the most relaxed you've ever felt. Now while you're laying there, I'd just like you to stop for a moment, and I want you to think about a situation where you might experience some anticipatory anxiety, where you might have thought about an upcoming event that you're really getting worried about, or you might remember how it felt in the past to experience that inner tension. Maybe butterflies in your stomach, or a sinking dread as you fantasized about it all going wrong. And just get a sense now of how that feels. I want you to notice the way it might make you want to tense certain muscles, perhaps your shoulders, your jaw, your stomach muscles, or your fists. You might even notice the thoughts in your mind sounding tense, as if you're talking to yourself in an anxious, tense voice, asking yourself, what if this happens? What if that happens? And you might be vividly imagining something going wrong. And now stop all of that. Open your eyes for a moment, have a bit of a stretch, roll your shoulders back and perhaps shake your hands a bit. Just shake off that completely now. Because what you were just assessing was the exact state that we're going to be using to change things now. So just close your eyes once again, and this time take a very slow deep breath. Let the air out smoothly and evenly as you prepare to make certain specific information adjustments. You've got to make it harder and harder for that anxiety pattern to push you around, take control of you any longer. The first of these changes is to start to relax. Relax the muscles of your body. Slow down. Slow down your breathing, because when your body is more relaxed, when your breathing is slow and smooth, it becomes so much harder to worry about things. I want you to try it now. Just start to make that out breath a bit longer and smoother. Make it smoother and longer than your in breath. So you really know. Slowly breathe all the way out until those lungs are completely empty. And then your breath in deep into your stomach, so that with each in breath, your stomach expands and rises before your upper chest, filling the bottom of your lungs first, just the way that babies naturally breathe, the way that you breathe naturally as a child. A long, slow exhale, deep, full inhale, as you allow all of your body to begin to relax. Fingertips on each hand, toes on each foot, becoming to feel more and more comfortably still. And the more you breathe in this calmer, smoother rhythm, you can even hear the sound of the sigh in your mind. And as you do this, the person that might comfortably sigh at the end of a long day, hands relaxing, feet relaxing, and then the body relaxes. When your breathing becomes calm and smooth like this, then it only takes a moment or two for the rest of the body to get the message. But it's okay. That here and now, all is well. And it's time to genuinely let go and properly rest as those facial muscles soften, those jaw muscles loosen, shoulders dropping a little more with each and every out-breath, stomach muscles relaxing, arms comfortably heavy and legs comfortably heavy, growing sense of calm, stillness, simply being present here and now as you relax even deeper still. That's it. Nice and relaxed. And already in this state, it's harder to feel the same old anxiety pattern. Because when your breathing is deeper and your body is more relaxed, your mind naturally becomes calmer. And the next adjustment you can make inside is to deliberately calm down your thoughts. And to deliberately slow down your thoughts. So if you could hear the voice you just used to thinking within your mind, the voice that thinks, what if this happens and what if this happens? What if that happens? You deliberately now take control of that voice and slow it down and calm it down. So that in a slow, calm, soothing voice, you wonder to yourself, what if? Deeper and deeper. This happens more relaxed. Or what if, relaxed and comfortable. That happens in a calm, quiet whisper in your mind, becoming a relaxed yawn of inner rest. That's it. So you can find the calm space you need within your mind to think to yourself in a more balanced, calm, rational voice, allowing you to think about things clearly and calmly. And you can notice that both of these inner adjustments, by relaxing your body, by thinking to yourself in a calm, inner voice, it's even harder still to take that old anticipation of anxiety pattern seriously, because like this, you naturally think about things more calmly and sensibly. And the final in adjustment is to take the fantasies in your mind and put them in perspective. Because when you look at the landscape of the future, the various paths and routes you could take through life, the truth is, most of them are safe and secure. Most people, most of the time, have perfectly average days. Average days where some nice things happen, some small successes or enjoyable moments, a few inconveniences may happen, a traffic jam or two. But the great misfortunes, the amazing lottery wins that fill the news reports are way out on the fringe of what's probable. With any future event, there might be a worst case scenario right on the fringes of probability. And there might be a jump of joy, best case scenario. Out at the other end of the scale, most of the time, life is in the middle, where any event, there are some challenges to overcome and some successes to be genuinely proud of, and then life goes on and you move on from that event. You learn from it. You deal with any obstacles and enjoy the fruits of your labour. And then a few weeks later, you're in the supermarket wondering what to buy for dinner. And that event is already becoming a distant memory. So your unconscious mind can really assist you here in putting things into perspective, so that you see the landscape of the future in a proper, realistic perspective, with all the different ways things could turn out. And know that this is not being about certain, it's about trusting what happens, and you'll deal with it. Whatever happens, you'll deal with it. And that generally in life, things go fine. And you get through things one way or another. Because you can deal with what happens. And you can instinctively now begin to really trust yourself. You are more capable, more resilient, with a whole host of inner strengths and resources. Perhaps more than you've ever realised. And the more you look into the future and at the future, the more you can start to notice the future. You, who can calmly deal with things in a relaxed confidence, and how you trust yourself implicitly. Because whatever happens, you can deal with it. And the urge within you to be prepared, to think things through, can be a valuable ally. And it's often useful to have calmly considered what you'll do if this happens or that happens, and how you can best ensure things go well. And when you're done, when you've got that thought about it and you've thought about it enough, you can switch off that part of you and get on doing something else. A bit like closing a program on a computer. Because when you're done, and you're done with that preparation, you've earned the right to enjoy doing something completely different. Maybe enjoy time with friends or loved ones. Maybe having a delicious meal or an evening out. Maybe engaging in doing something fulfilling. Body relaxed, thoughts calm. Mind seeing things in perspective. Now, the more that you listen to this session, the more these changes will happen instinctively. So the old anxiety pattern tries to pull you off course, or tries to make you think about things in an unhelpful way. Take a slow, deep breath, relaxing your hands and feet. Allow the rest of your body to relax too. And instinctively find your thoughts becoming calmer. And as you see things in a more balanced, rational way, seeing a future you, you can deal with things in a calmly and confidently feeling. Is feeling this inner trust in yourself. As you say to yourself, I don't exactly know what's going to happen. Whatever does happen, I can deal with it calmly. And then just get on doing something else. Switching off that old anxiety pattern, like closing a computer down. And just getting on with your day. And as you integrate these words in a way that works just right for you, You can prepare to come all the way, feeling good about yourself, feeling calm, having that confidence and clarity. Now, as you continue to sleep, taking a nice deep breath in, you're going to have the nicest, deepest sleep you've ever had. Enjoying all of that feeling and waking up in the morning feeling calm and relaxed, feeling refreshed and ready for your day, knowing whatever comes your way, you're going to be able to deal with it in a calm and relaxed way, because you are in control of your emotions, your feelings, and you deal with them in the best way you know how, in a calm and relaxed way. So sleep, nice, deep, deep sleep. Going deeper and deeper and deeper.